Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination,
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Okay, well, where we left off, you guys...
We're on a beach enjoying our vacation, and everything was stress-free.
So when we left off, you guys were at the Ghostbusters headquarters in London, put the ghosty cop from the plane into the containment unit. I think Poole did that, and then you found out that the battery was acting weird. Since the power fluctuated, it shifted over to battery mode, so that's on a battery backup, but then Briggs saw after his brains roll that it has about 3 minutes left before it goes critical. Now, so the alarm just went off. You don't know what it was. You know the alarm means bad things about the containment grid. Briggs is down there. He knows exactly what's going on. So let's just start. What do you guys do the minute you hear the alarm? You're still talking.
I think I'm still down there because I went and got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want, so you're down there with him. So it's LaForge and Wall are still up topside with the inspectors and the other crime scene investigators who are all who fill this place.
I'm going to say to the crime scene investigators and inspectors, so gentlemen, you may want to exit the building.
Okay. How are you going to tell them, like, an alarmist tone? Or are you, like, this is... You're going to try and force them out, basically?
No, I'm going to say that this is not... You're not going to want to be in the room of this building should this go wrong.
I just gotten off a long flight. I had some bad food on the
plane. Just going outside food.
For a little bit. I shouted, like, are they gone yet?
Now, there's no time for kidding around because you have 3 minutes before this thing blows. So.
I shout, I'm like, are they gone, LaForge?
Nope.
I mean, okay, well, it's on the go. Because
how would they know when to go? The bell just rang.
Okay. Yeah, the bell just rang. I'm just saying, that bell obviously isn't something good. Yeah, they shouldn't think it.
This may turn into a mini Hiroshima. You guys should probably leave.
So while you're going to be talking to the police over there, trying to tell them, convince them that it's time to go, and we cut back down into the basement.
Look, I'll be outside in a second to let you know how this went.
In one way or another.
Yeah, so Poole and Briggs are down there. Briggs, give me a standard brains.
16?
You know that you can't just hook up your proton pack.
Why not? I'm gonna start gutting it.
Gutting your proton pack?
We have 3 minutes now. Yeah.
Even if you could, you don't have the time. You can't just. There's no ease. The proton pack is not meant to be disassembled and to be applied to another type of power.
Okay.
So you know you can't do that.
All right.
But with that brains roll, I will tell you that you do suspect that there are several things you can do to prevent this from happening.
Okay.
You were seeing, obviously, the battery is. You have, like, 3 minutes and counting down now of how much time is left. You clearly think that someone has tampered with it. You're going to need all the other guys down here to do separate things all in a given at a certain time in order to prevent this thing from
okay.
blowing
up. The tower falls over, that one becomes the thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to Josh, get down here. I need help. I'm scared.
Right, I'll hold the carrot up while you get in the hamster wheel, and we'll get this thing up and running.
Why don't I got to be the one who's got to run the hamster wheel? Who's got... Adam's got run.
I also got the brain.
He's already down there, though. He's already in front of it. He's down there in front of it. Briggs, you know that you're suspecting that one of the things that you can do to help stop this is to cool it. So you're going to check the steam pipes that are running through this building.
Which are like 200 years old. Okay, I'm going to
do
that first.
But now, so you think, okay, if we can like turn a valve to get them flowing, to get this to cool down, we can at least
buy
some time.
Is this like the end of Mass Effect where he has to figure out which of us would be best at doing this?
He doesn't have to figure that
maybe
out.
Maybe we'll die because
but you
he
do,
slept
but
with
you,
Mike.
But now you don't know. Now Briggs doesn't know where that would be, that we're, like where the
valves.
The valve would be for it.
But you can always follow the pipe.
But you need someone to look for it.
LaForge, you do that. You seem best in doing that. Actually,
at finding things?
Yeah, finding things?
No, actually,
I do
that. No, he's going to do it. He's going to see. He's going to use his god eyes.
All I'm going to do is guess, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have time for looking.
Mike, you follow those pipes. You follow them good.
Right,
if there's any circuitry that needs to be seduced.
You're like looking really quickly at the pipes that are going through the wall through the ceiling. That is all very old, but you do see a couple of pipes over in the corner that have three different valves on them.
Okay.
And you're not with that C thing. You're not sure if one's leaking or what, but you just you found what you think would be shut off and activations for these things.
All right, Briggs,
there. He's like, oh, there.
Like, here.
Twist one of them and see what it does real quick.
Just start to, yeah, so if you want to just start twisting them, if you go up there, I'm just going to say if you start doing it, you can't do it. It's pretty tight. You're going to need some muscles.
LaForge.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. I'm going to grab onto the handle.
Maybe you should just bluff them into working.
That's true.
Well, guys, it's been fun being Ghostbusters.
Okay, I'm just going to try twisting up.
That's not, it barely moves. But okay. when you do twist it just a little bit, you do hear steam start to come through. You're hearing pressure change.
So this is the right.
This seems like it's the right one. Okay, yeah, but it's barely moving.
Okay, well let's grab some like the locking wrenches and get two people, make it wider so we get more leverage.
That's the other thing too. Is now you got to remember this place was ransacked. So there's shit everywhere, all over the place.
There's a bunch of tools. I'm gonna spend 2 burning points.
Okay.
Jesus Christ!
That one's pretty good. Okay. That's like the exact opposite of your last one.
It just a wrench materializes.
Instead of ones and twos, it's all fives and sixes.
His eyes flash. His hair turns gold. All
right. So what'd you get? 37. You literally, it's like you're like, okay. If I was keeping tools somewhere, I would keep them upstairs, and you go upstairs. Literally, you just move the first couple pages of paper aside, and it's there. So you grab that, you run back down, and you're gonna hand it to LaForge.
Yes.
With you and whoever else who's gonna do this with you.
Well, Mike's right there. You should help him.
I'll help him.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna spend 2.
Okay. I'll say that's enough. You do this, and you can hear the full change of pressure going through the pipes. Now I'm gonna go back to Briggs. That's bought you a little bit of time, but you're gonna need to start reconnecting things to figure out why. Because clearly the battery is gone. It's going to go. What you're trying to do right now, because the power is still on in the building, disconnect it from the battery, reconnect it to the main power line. So give me your engineering. 30 in a ghost eye. You think you've got it. And you're disconnecting, you're moving it around. At this point, you can see that the battery levels on this thing are still going down, even though you've reconnected it. At this point, you probably only have like 10 seconds left. You've done everything that you think you can, and by all means it should work, but the battery is still emptying, and then the alarm sounds one more time, the battery is out, but the system has kicked over, and it is indeed back on the power line, so you did stop it. It's just, the ghost eye was that last minute panic of, why is it not stopping? Why is it not stopping? So the battery just completely drains, it is gone, but you are back on the main power
line. I was like, about
this galaxy quest?
Yeah.
I was seriously about to come running down and just use my kick things to kick the...
Kick Briggs?
No, not Briggs.
Kick things
just, like the bombs. Kick the freaking containment grid. Like the bombs.
Kick things, so, followed up with a cool roll.
What I want... Okay, so now that we're...
So it works.
Powered,
you stopped it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to delve into this thing, and I'm going to figure out what sabotage happened, where, and how we can stabilize it permanently.
Okay, well now that it is stable, it's back on the main power line.
But there still may be some sabotage somewhere.
Clearly with like the piping and the battery, you're already seeing with that brainstorm you did initially. You're seeing multiple levels of sabotage that have happened.
Okay.
Now based on the batteries, they had 3 minutes left. How much time did they have in them when they were full?
Probably like 72 hours or more.
Well, it means that happened.
Like that's
okay.
Okay. All right. So what I need to do is I need to start repairing the sabotage. So just in case a failure does happen, it's not because of that.
You can basically there's a breaker on the battery that can start charging up. Yeah, that's connected to the main power.
Do you want to tell Sherlock and Watson they can come back inside? You've got the other walkie-talkie. Yeah.
By the amount of entropy, you notice that this crime happened in the past.
All right. So everyone comes back in. And they're just like, well, that was quick. You know, like, they still don't fully comprehend what the emergency
and
was.
And we're like, heaving like...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they do not comprehend what the real emergency was, but they're just like, all right, are you satisfied, I guess? Can we get back to work now and discussing this case of what's going on?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go lay on this couch and have a heart attack.
Crime scene investigators are all coming back inside. They're going through all the paperwork that's all over the floor and everything else, trying to figure out how to put this thing together. And again, that's why Nina's also here. She's going to be helping them figure out, no, this goes here with this file. This is this type of thing. This is this type of report, not that. Also because it's in different languages, she's helping them figure out all this craziness.
Imagine with the amount of time she spent with us and just on the airplane ride over here. The containment grid is about to blow. The alarm's going off. And Nina's just like, yeah, this is normal.
You should have seen a few months ago when there was a giant pyramid in the middle
of Orlando.
So I'll say like maybe a couple hours are going by. You're talking with the the sergeant and inspector, I should say. Now, what were the things that you said you wanted to investigate? You want to investigate who was calling who, also
phone logs, yeah.
The phone logs and
where they get all their money.
Where they get their money. It takes a couple hours, but as everything's going through, you do find out that much of their funding comes from the different countries. So it's like, for example, they are servicing most of Europe. It's not just like, oh, they're only in London. Like, they will fly out to do other jobs. And that correlates with some of the other paperwork that you guys are seeing, where it's like they have done jobs in France and in Russia, and, you know, like, just they crisscross back and forth, but really only for bigger jobs. Like, they won't stop a poltergeist that's just knocking pots and pans over. It's really more of just like with if a class 5 phantom is gobbling people or something like that. And it's all seeming to make sense, but yeah, their funding mostly comes from other countries that are paying, like, each one pays their fair share and their country will get.
They have a ghost-busting trust.
It's almost like an insurance policy for a country.
They have more advanced equipment than us, we've been more established than them, and we also save the world.
They have the funding of a dozen other countries, yeah, though.
They're like Switzerland, but they're the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I want to take a look at all the equipment. I want to see how complete this is and what we and see if we can immediately apply it to our uses.
You can't immediately apply any of it.
We've got one slime grenade.
That's the thing. You do have one slime grenade that is completely.
This entire time, I've been playing fetch with Tobin.
Just been like,
in the firehouse with the slime grenade, and I'm like, I think this is a dud, guys.
It's like, hey Tobin, you like gushers?
There is an incomplete boson cannon. It looks very experimental. The things that are also there is the dark matter generator. That's not really even put together. You just find the blueprints for it and you find pieces for it, but it's not, by no means does it even start to be.
I request one of our proton packs from one of the guys real quick. And I'm
You do find a complete proton pistol.
Shotgun.
No, a pistol.
No.
But it is damaged and it's not working. But it is more complete than anything else. And of course,
repair this. Okay, I think the two things I'm most interested in doing is I want to take the blueprints from the dark matter generator, mm-hmm, and I want it one of our proton packs, and I want to see if I can't start engineering one to add onto it.
Are there spare proton? Are there spare packs around?
I'd say there's probably like two spare packs.
Okay, use those.
Okay, I'll use those and break those first, and then I also want to get to work in preparing the proton pistol.
So, going on to some of the recent calls that have been happening, there was a steady amount as far as business goes for, like, you know, the past several months, but in the past month things started to pick up slowly. There is a recent report printout of, I'll say, the last 50 or so calls. Three of them are circled in red, not by Nina or by the investigators, but, like, that's the way it was, that they were obviously marked of some sort of importance. One is in a upper class apartment in Knightsbridge, which is in London. It's not that far away. Another one is from mentioned from across the street at the pub that's across the street called the Cheap End Gun. And another is from like the Royal Parks Department, talking about things underground in the sewer system. But it's very brief descriptions. There's nothing else much to go on except for the phone numbers, the date, and the fact that these ones are highlighted above all others.
I'll volunteer to go to the public pool.
I think while I do, I'm going to keep working on the proton pistol.
So you guys head over to the pub. It's called the Sheep and Gun. It's literally right across the street. You go in, and there's a few patrons in there. At this point, it's probably like noonish, maybe, like just in the afternoon.
I say, what's that star doing painted on the wall over there?
Lon Chaney and Universal Pictures hold that mark. That's the mark of the Wolfman.
There's nothing weird like that out of the ordinary. A couple of people are just munching on just like burgers, lunch, you know, fish and chips, that sort of thing.
Actually, before we leave, can I take a PKE meter? Because I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, because you guys are going over there to investigate anyway, so I would assume you'd bring that. I'm assuming you're also not wearing a slime tank or, you know, anything else. I'm assuming you're all dressed normally.
Okay.
But you have a PKE. Did you want to bring anything else?
I'll take the goggles.
Okay. So you head over there. The bartender, his name is William, and he just like offers you guys a drink, or if you guys want something to eat, you can look at the menu. But I mean, he's not sure. He just thinks you're customers, so.
I mean, drinks on us. We're here on business. We're Ghostbusters from Orlando, Florida. We're here investigating some missing people. Guys across the street, they come in here often?
Oh yeah, they come in all the time. They party a lot, but you know, I assume it is they have a hard work day. They want to unwind. So, you know, this is a good place. They seem very nice and everything. And they like to hear a lot of local stories about local lore, since none of them are really from London. So, I don't know, get to entertain them and everything like that. They draw a crowd sometimes just because they're locally famous, you know, from the people that they've helped. So,
when was the last time you saw them?
Oh, they were in here probably a week ago. Now was the last time that they came in, and I was telling them. Well, was that, you know, actually, I did call them on business about a month ago. I did do some business with them. We had some people leaving the pub. They were seeing strange things outside when they would leave. At first, I thought it was just because they were drinking too much, but we had a couple people actually sadly disappear. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with some of the local legends, but there's one called the Spectral Voyager, who would show up to people late at night and offer them a ride home, and they would just disappear and never come back if they took that ride with them. And that's an old story, but you know, some people said that they saw some things that were reminiscent of that felt like that. And so we had them investigate it, and they said that they did find some. They said that they did find it, and they busted it. I wasn't around for that, but they said they took care of it, and my boss paid for it and everything, and that was that. And then since then, they just was business like normal. Other than them not coming in for like a week, the police have come in, and I've already talked to the police, told them pretty much the same thing. But are they the ones who are missing? That's what they made it sound like.
Yeah, bunch of good guys. And, okay. They've vanished.
While he's talking, I'm gonna.
You gonna sweep the area?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not picking up anything out of the ordinary whatsoever. If you go towards the doorway, there is like barely registered activity that's there. But I mean, he says this was like a week ago or a month ago. You'd think that if there was heavy activity in the area, this would still be residual from that. But it is like, again, it's barely even registered on the PKE.
He said that it's been about a week since he's seen them.
A week since they came in, just to chill out. But you know, about a month ago is when we first started having the problems with people disappearing, and it took them a couple weeks, but they finally did take care of it.
I would have seen like the call log, right? I would have looked and seen like it's got like lists of, like times and dates when the calls were made.
Mm-hmm. You're starting from the story he's telling you versus the phones and everything else that you read.
That all adds up.
It all adds up, and you are picking up the idea that the psychokinetic energy was picking up across the entire month. Building to a point of about a week ago, at the height of it was at their disappearance, and it's basically been that high since then. The bartender William, he will go on to say that people have, he's heard people who repeat customers say that they haven't seen strange things when they're leaving the pub again. He hasn't seen anything weird, but he has seen customers that have left the pub seeing the strange things. It does match up. It does sound similar to about a month ago, so it sounds like it's happening again. But he's had no other complaints, so he's not sure. Now, I'll cut back to you guys inside the firehouse.
Okay. Well, while he's doing that, I'm talking to Briggs, and I'm like, who benefits, other than the Ghostbusters, from ghosts being released? You think we have a competitor?
It's possible. It seems highly unlikely.
So we would sabotage the Ghostbusters, but other... Well, I mean, ghosts, but that's not really...
Doesn't seem like a ghost thing to do.
You know for a fact that as far as the United States goes, there has not been a recent ghost-busting franchise that's in competition.
But I don't know dick about Europe.
You don't know dick about Europe, but you're led to believe that you would have heard of something like that if there was any strong competition. Mm-hmm. You know, in America, that in the past there had been other franchises that started that were non-Ghostbusters, but they were other, like, ghost smashers or whatever, you know, like, they were trying to rip it off, but they can never deliver on
they
the same
They just ended
thing.
Up as, like, reality shows on A&E.
Basically, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like going into houses and
yeah.
With a bunch of...
I heard something. Do you hear something?
Yeah, that's basically... Like, there's plenty of those, but nothing ever even close to the Ghostbusters. Also, nothing that even had near your technology. But Europe, you're not sure, but that's a whole... That's
one
a whole
thing I want to do before I get to enroll any heavy repairs, I want to make copies and detailed records of every... blueprint schematic here, and I'm going to give those to Nina, and we're going to put that in our files so that we have all of the blueprints and whatnot, so I can benefit from those later on if need be.
Yeah, I mean that's you don't so, have yeah that's fine.
I want multiple copies of everything.
And Nina does bring to your guys' attention. She did find some of the case files for the numbers that were highlighted.
Okay.
She brings them to you. The one that they didn't have a chance to get to was the one of the Royal Parks system, said that there was something going on in the sewer system. So it has like a log of their complaint. The one for the pub across the street, it'll basically be what they've already heard, is that there was the Spectral Voyager. They did catch one, but it does note that a Spectral Voyager is not a unique ghost. It's a type of ghost that can appear anywhere at any time for various reasons. So it is a possible repeater. The other one was, the name is Vivian Elson. Can one of you give me a standard brains roll?
19.
You easily recognize the name as a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Mm-hmm. It takes brains to do that?
Well, to remember, to remember the name.
While he's doing that, I'm going to do some occult research and see if I know of any Armageddon cults of people, or ghost sympathizers, or people who would see the ghosts as a means to an end for some kind of ascension.
Okay.
22, 24.
You are aware that in the past there have been similar things. Nothing that leads you to believe that there is a modern day cult that would attempt to do that.
But something in the past has happened.
It has. It's not specifically in England. Like it's more ancient prehistory almost, as opposed to anything modern. Based on the brains roll that you roll, the level of sabotage here, these people didn't exactly know how this worked. It was almost like a random mad dash to do as much damage as possible. It was done to look like, if to the untrained eye, that everything appears normal, but every little thing is put out of balance to totally send this thing off with a bang. But again, you know that there's no other Ghostbusters or other competing franchises that would even know how that would do that. The only people who would know how to do this for a fact would be the International Ghostbusters, but you know that they would never do that then walk away, because that, even though the heavy that isn't that smart, the other guys are.
Yeah. All right, well, so I'm gonna pour a lot of effort into researching the precedent.
There is a history of humans or magicians or people that have psychokinetic power trying to control ghosts. That is way more often than a cult of people.
The elusive man. It's like,
we can control them, Shepard.
Right.
It's like, why would you want to? They just slime and like.
You do find there is more of a precedence for that than there is of like a cult of people worshiping death. At this point, I'll come back to you guys across the street at the pub. I mean,
I've already ordered a Guinness.
Halfway through it. He's like, and he says, you know that unlike Nimmer, you are allowed to take it outside to drink. Cool. So, you know. Nina does say that with these three things that are highlighted, the woman who owns the apartment, Miss Elson, she has been calling a lot, like frantically, over the past couple days. But clearly there's been no one here to answer her. You guys want to give her a call to see what the deal is, like what the problem is?
You want to see when the last time she spoke to the Ghostbusters was?
I imagine after Mike.
Well, the last time she spoke to them is, it looks like it's been before they disappeared, like four or five days ago.
Well,
I was going to say.
It was like four or five days ago, like.
Yeah.
Not 3 days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the last time she spoke to them. You don't know exactly.
Right.
Just trying to get a timeline.
The moment they disappeared is still kind of fuzzy, but.
Because they could have disappeared, like, you know, a few days before this place was sabotaged.
Exactly.
You know, we got to figure it out.
So,
I imagine after. While and I finish our beverages, we
head back over.
Back across the street.
All right. So during that point, the inspector and sergeant—they've been there for a couple hours. They've been trying to talk to you guys. They're trying to understand the lingo and everything. You've been helping.
We just pretend they're not there and do our own research.
Well, they say that they'll come back again tomorrow because you guys are basically going to stay here because there's lodging here for you guys. They say they'll come back tomorrow and try and catch up with you guys on anything else that they may have found out. Report anything else that they have found, but in the meantime, they're going to lead you guys to it. And all the other crime scene investigators are going to leave, so it's basically you guys. Most of it's been cleaned up now, and Nina's been starting to go through it and catalog everything. She does call Miss Elson, and she sounds very frantic. She says that she's afraid that this ghost is trying to kill her, and she really wants you over there tonight. She also calls the Parks Department. The Parks Department says... that there's some strange goop inside the sewer system, and it's been cutting off water supply to some people, not a lot of people, but it's been growing steadily. And
what color is it?
The color's black.
Oh, fantastic!
And
at least it's not brown.
And she did call the owner.
It's not our job.
She did call the owner of the Sheep and Gun, and he says that, yeah, he was just wondering if you guys, well, not you guys specifically, the, hopefully the International Ghostbusters that he was hoping to contact, if they could just keep an eye out at night, watch the pub, the outside of the pub, because he says that a couple more, he's been getting phone calls from angry wives saying that their husbands haven't been coming home again, and he's worried that maybe these people have gone disappearing again.
Did the people who disappeared, did they come back when the Ghostbusters were done?
As far as this guy says yes.
Okay.
The manager says that, yeah, the customers have come back since then, but they have no memory of what had happened.
Okay.
So you got three situations to look into.
Well, I think the murder potential might be...
We should go to her apartment, and then just... Because it's gonna, still going to be nighttime when we're done.
And we can directly stop that immediately.
So anyway, okay, so if you guys are going to head over to her place...
How? There's three cars in the garage.
Those are all...
They're all trash. Yeah. Oh, they're trashed.
Yeah, so they were trashed.
Take the trolley.
You would have to take a taxi cab to get there. Anyway, so if you guys suit up...
So am I just carrying the beach kit on my back at this point?
Does that one slime grenade count as an equipment slot?
If you had a bandolier of them, that's a different story. But okay, for now,
I just
have one.
I just clip it on my belt.
Okay, you got one. All right, then you guys are going to have to hail a taxi, and you're going to drive out there.
I just throw this slime grenade.
It just stops, stops the taxi, just grips it to the road.
It's like, imagine. Let's just hope there's no sharpshooter ghost with a VAT system. Like, targets the grenade, I
By the time you guys are getting everything ready to leave, it's getting closer to around sundown. You're going to get in the taxi, you're going to drive out there. Knightsbridge is... For as far as living goes, is very upper class. It seems very posh, as it were. So anyway, you ring the buzzer. She buzzes you guys in. You head up like a little old timey elevator.
Lift.
There you go. Thank you. Lift. No, thank you. I'm gonna need that because you gotta correct me on those things. So you go onto the lift and you go up to the I believe fourth floor. And
to her flat.
Thank you. There we go.
Let me check my wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
You mean your cuffling time, Johnny?
Yeah. How many bongs is it? I need to know when tea time is.
Oh my god.
So the sun's going down.
So it's about six bongs.
Six bongs. A small Ben. I need to check your small Ben.
God, we're gonna be the most hated Ghostbusters team, or the favorite.
We're not here to make friends.
Yeah. Briggs might be, I don't know.
I'm looking for love.
So it's around 6 o'clock, and the sun's starting to go down. You get up to her flat, she opens the door, it's the entire flat of this the entire level is her place. So she invites you in, she does look very worried and pretty scared. She says, "Oh, you're not the Ghostbusters I spoke to last time." So she's like, she's a little confused as to what, you know.
I say, yeah, we are.
What are you, crazy?
We are decidedly more American.
Yeah, clearly. She's confused. Like, you're American. What do you know? What do you not know? I've already spoken to the other Ghostbusters. Are they not available? I'd prefer to have them if...
They're indisposed. We'll put it...
Okay.
We've been called into support. We're very capable. Okay. I'll bluff.
All right. Well, you are capable.
Probably heard about us saving the world.
I want her to think that the way I say this means that we are the Ghostbusters you want to talk to.
Oh, okay.
Like, and these guys
with the authority.
We taught them everything they know. Kind of.
Underlining the emphasis on professional.
Yes, we are very professional.
He's bluffing with Jimmy.
I want to say, don't worry, we're professional. And yeah, we got 28.
She says, she was all right. Well, where to begin? I don't know if you recognize me, but I am a model for Victoria's Secret, and a couple years ago,
Briggs like immediately
just nods.
Spouts out every
his glasses
page,
up.
Every page that she's ever been in. Every
oh yeah, in October, page 32. Page 32. Yeah.
I mean,
nice
oh
spread.
Yeah,
it's
thought that was you.
To be fair,
she said, but she's,
I'm the most handsome.
She says a couple of years ago, she had problems. She had to contact law enforcement because she had a stalker. There wasn't much they could do. She was never able to find out who their name was and everything else. He would send her bad things in the mail. Rude things, and she got very scared. Then she got notes threatening to kill her. So she was, it was very, very bad experience. It all came to a head when she was on, doing a photo shoot in Hawaii, and while she was gone, this stalker apparently fell through the skylight in her kitchen and died, landing on the knife set that was there. The police came in and they took care of it. And
in England, the blades go up.
Well, after he fell, like, you know, after he fell in the the glass and everything else, he was impaled on several things. But then, you know, so by the time she came back, it was already cleaned up. Everything was already taken care of. And
that's nice.
It was figured it was case closed because she didn't come back until, like, you know, after.
Case closed, stalker's dead, life is perfect.
Well, pretty much, but she says more strange things have been happening, the power's been changing, she's been hearing things in the night, some of the knives would go missing every now and then, she'd find them in strange places.
Like in children?
No, like strange places around the apartment. Okay. It's been getting worse and worse and worse, and now it's at a point where she thinks she's seen someone follow her. In the daytime, she's been seeing a person following her, and it matches the description of the guy who was her stalker. But that can't be, because that guy's dead.
Does he have, like, a big newspaper with, like, eye holes?
No.
That he's just following?
That's the kind of ghost he is. He's just flying newspaper.
I'm going to put on the X-ray goggles and have a look around the flat.
Okay. Weird thing.
Wait, what do they call glasses?
Spectacles.
I don't know.
No, I thought there was a funny, like, looky-loo.
This place is pretty strong. Like, everything around here is pretty strong. As you go into, if you go deeper into the flat.
Her cat's, like, benching the couch.
But everything is glowing. It is highly concentrated in the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the kitchen and PK.
Again, you're getting similar readings. It is the strongest. It seems to be centered in the kitchen, and you look up, and above the island where there would be, you know, a sink and other things, you look up, and there's a skylight.
Are the knives still there?
No. So the knives are there. The knives are now flush against the wall on another counter. While you guys are investigating, she goes on to say that normally she doesn't feel comfortable, you know, in the flat.
Walking around in her underwear, but suddenly...
why don't you slip into something more comfortable? She comes out in sweatpants.
Like, God damn it. she says that she hasn't been comfortable in the flat. She's been staying at, like, a friend's house, but even now, she's not comfortable. She's not comfortable anywhere because she keeps getting the feeling that somebody is following her.
Maybe if she slips into something else, we can use her as bait to lure out.
Are you going to really propose that? Look at the character sheet. Do I have the brownie points to spare? This is what he's thinking.
I go. I ask her, when does this normally happen during the night?
Well, it's. I haven't stayed here for the past couple nights, but when things were getting really bad, it would be as soon as it would get dark, especially if I was trying to fall asleep, or especially if I'm alone. But I've tried to have, you know, friends come over to keep me company to try and keep me sane, but. You know, it just got too bad, and...
Were you doing anything? Is there any task that you performed that this particular person didn't like? Why didn't he like you?
I don't understand. She's like, I don't understand. It was confusing, and it didn't make any sense.
Did you ever speak to him?
No, he would... I never had communication with him. He would always write letters, leave things in the mail slot. He would always word things in a letter in plural... He would never center himself out as an individual.
So it was always
like the royal we.
Yeah.
I guess I'll use a cool.
The sun's going down, so it's going to get dark like any minute.
A bluff roll, I guess, to convince her. Someone, don't you have convince?
I have convince.
Convince her to stay here and let us like crash in the living room or something and just kind of stake out.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Yeah, give her.
Yeah.
Convince her something even more comfortable.
Just what a doggy do. Just, you know. Average night, we'll crash in the living room and see what comes about.
She says, okay, you know, I mean, as long as the four of you are going to stay, I'll stay for as long as I can. I'm probably not going to try to go to sleep or anything, but none of you are ever getting out of her sight at this point, so yeah. So anyway, so like maybe an hour or two go by, you're just chilling out, just sort of talking. It's a little awkward because you're there professionally, but of course... Briggs is obviously oogling and everything like that.
British women. Can I use... my seduce talent to wingman for Briggs?
You'd have to be specific. You'd have to specify how. But yeah,
I'm just saying.
I would allow it.
I'll think of something.
Okay. The storm that you guys flew through is coming in over now, so it's raining outside.
Fantastic.
It never rains in England.
So you're chilling out, just waiting for something to happen, watching the TV, everything's kind of quiet. The power then flickers, starts to fluctuate, and you hear thuds from the bedroom and the kitchen and sort of around the house. Nothing that seems too frantic, but it is.
Is she, like, with us in the room?
She's there with you. She is in the living room with you guys. She has not left your guys' sight.
Okay, so I'm going to
get them
go.
Goggles in.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got my goggles on, so.
Do you want to trade walkie-talkies with Pool?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a flat, so it's not too big of a place, I imagine.
It's the entire floor. It's the entire floor. I mean, okay, it is big. Okay. I mean, you will be, if you go exploring, you would be out of sight, you know.
I take your PKE, leave you the walkie-talkie, and I tell her.
You're talking to Briggs, or?
I gave him the walkie-talkie, mm-hmm. and I tell, what's her name?
Vivian.
Briggs remembered.
And I say, we're gonna go look around. We don't want you to be left alone. Briggs is by far the most competent of us.
And, I think that's.
You should be. I'm about to say, I need to bluff. Depends on how good this is.
He'll take good care of you. Okay. While we look around.
So you're gonna make her feel comfortable with Briggs, basically, is what this is.
Should have spent like 30 brownie points.
She seems okay with it. She's like, okay, yeah. I mean, you've convinced her that he is the competent one and that he is capable of taking care of business.
But you have the walkie-talkies, so we can go and we can contact you from the room next door.
Room, yeah. Too, well, because again, it is a large place. Okay. The bedroom is like far down. The bedroom is at the far end of this flat.
Okay.
But also the kitchen is in like the center of the flat, so it's like that is the center point of the entire place. All right. So Briggs still has a slime blower. And LaForge has the proton pack, and
I just gave him my walkie-talkie.
So yeah. Okay. So Wall and Pool are gonna go investigating.
Yeah.
And LaForge.
Yeah. Just Briggs, alone time.
Okay. I'm assuming you're together. You're gonna walk past the kitchen and check out the bedroom. As you walk past the kitchen, if you have the goggles on, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
There's like a flurry of activity happening in the kitchen, and as you guys walk into the bedroom, there's like very low level activity that matches sort of the rest of the place. But nothing does seem out of the ordinary there. So it's weird that you hear noise, but you're not registering any PKE there.
I'm gonna start making a quiche.
Do you want to go into the kitchen?
I'm gonna go in the kitchen. I'm gonna start cooking.
Okay, you're just gonna start like doing whatever.
Yeah. Going, I'm the man of the house.
Yeah. Okay.
I protect this place.
All right. Yeah. You can do that. Without goggles on, you don't see like the activity, but obviously you know because.
But I smell delicious food that I'm cooking.
Well, yeah. You're gonna start making food and making some noise and doing mm-hmm. whatever. As soon as you start going around, the power to the entire flat just goes out.
Good thing I'm wearing ecto goggles.
Yeah. Now, there is a little bit of light, because especially in the kitchen, there is a skylight. So there's a little bit of light coming in, but, you know, not really, because it is raining. Obviously, Vivian's is pretty freaked out, but Briggs is there, so she's feeling, she's comfortable enough, with all things considered. If you're in the kitchen, are you still going to still try, You're waiting for something to go wrong? Like,
no, it's just the way you said it. She's alone with Briggs, but it's comfortable enough. All things considered.
like Briggs was the problem. It's not how I meant it. We'll keep it.
I kind of follow him towards the kitchen, and I'm just kind of eyeing the knives with my net ready.
Some pots and pans that are hanging up, and everything just sort of shakes. And it goes through the entire apartment. Like
it doesn't when I waste heat.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't like. From that, you would gather that it doesn't like the fact that you're in there being like, oh, I'm doing my thing, and I'm here protecting some girl and just messing around in the kitchen.
We're gonna have a lovely night.
Yeah. Nothing could spoil this night. It didn't
really. Like, I didn't even have to stalk her. Look at me, totally invited inside and allowed to be around her.
We were invited inside, and we're actually plural. So take that.
So I assume Mike is in the... You went back to the kitchen with him, too? Okay, yeah, if you got the goggles on, it's like mini, mini clouds of PKE activity are swirling around. It's getting pretty intense. Like, it's getting... You're putting this thing ready to click over at any time.
Yeah,
so.
Nothing's really coalesced yet into a bustable ghost.
Nothing yet, but you're like... You're gonna instinctively flip that proton pack on, because you're saying definitely. It's coming pretty soon. I will say, in the meantime, so Briggs, you're still with Vivian, like, over by the couch, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Like, I imagine she felt the tremor.
Yeah, no, it went through the entire flat.
She felt the earth move.
That's true. So, there is, like, can everyone else see?
Like, no, you got the goggles on. You can see that this.
No, but I mean, can everyone else like see like with the weather light coming in through me?
Very dim. It's very, very dim, but yes, they okay. can't. Yeah, they can't see, but it's very, very dim. It's very hard to see.
Briggs, you got the beach kit?
Yeah, I got it.
What do you need?
Oh my god.
Say, cool. Go check the beach kit for glow sticks, anything, emergency, whatever.
I yell from the kitchen, don't fall for it, he's just trying to ice you, bro.
I'll go in the other room.
Check the beach kit.
And check the beach kit. And is there any glow sticks?
Well, I mean, did you guys suit up fully?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right, so we got,
yeah, you got flashlights.
Okay. Oh, yeah, flashlights. All right, then, never mind.
Yeah.
Like, so
you
want to throw a
you
rave.
Say that that's and then Poole just goes
click, just
clicks us and then he reaches over yeah. he reaches over and clicks yours on.
I never use one. I always have goggles.
It's true. So yeah, you got some flashlights on.
Okay, good. I'm gonna point at the center of the room. Say mm-hmm.
any second now.
Like just keep an eye on the center of the room. Just wait for it. I'm expecting.
I put my hand on her shoulder and go.
You come. It actually comforts her. She believes you. Mm-hmm. All right. So Mike.
Yeah.
You're looking through the goggles and you're like, get ready because this thing is ready to go. You see it swirl up into a crescendo, and it wraps itself around LaForge because he's the one there underneath, like at the island kitchen or whatever, doing this. You don't see anything, but
I suddenly get very good at cooking.
What happens to you is you're still seeing everything that happens. But you are no longer in control. Someone else is inside, and they're taking control.
Pool! Slime LaForge, now!
I'm wearing a slime suit.
That's true. So anyway, so you see that this, it's now LaForge is now glowing. It's just like, it is just taking up his body. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Taint my phrasing. I pull the valve and slime LaForge.
Right. Can you lose?
In the area of him.
In the area of him. Not on him, just in the area.
Well, just kind of.
Just totally coat him, right? Yeah, that's not food code. If you're looking through the goggles, you can see that it doesn't really like it, but it's handling it because of the slime suit. It's not really having that strong of an effect, but it's shaking like it doesn't want to be in there, but it's staying in there. I'll say that Josh had like a pan in his hand.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're just cooking, you're making.
I got a big old pan.
He's gonna commit pool with the pan swinging, ready to go. Okay, yeah, you just like move backwards out of the way, just misses you. The frying pan goes by, so now it's gonna move on to Walt because you're the only person in the room right now. Briggs is still over there, so if you're gonna do anything, now's the time to do it.
Ah, Jesus, what can I do? Like, he's got this like mist just all around him, right?
It's in him now. It's in him. Yeah, he is possessed.
I'm serious. Do you think that the ghost would actually respond if we waved her undergarments at him?
That's a very good question.
Just like LaForge is possessed, panty rain.
Possessed by a ghost who has tended, who's threatened to murder somebody. Let's go leave him.
I like dodge and go, hey, Wall.
I will say, for as far as sliming him, it did stuff, but it just, because of the slime suit, it's not really enough. So you would know that if you can somehow get the suit off of him, or get it like in the suit, like in between the suit and him, like that would do something. But you know.
All right. I guess yeah. Would that be a moves to like get in and like grab the zipper and yank?
Yeah. If you want to like run up behind him and just try to like unzip it just to get it started or whatever, yeah, give me a move.
12.
With that, I would say you'd leap on his back. Okay. So you're on his back, and you're gonna have to do another moves because he's. And right now he's gonna try and. Oh, okay, yeah. He's moving around. He's trying to shake you off. And he's like, ah, I'm very upset, you know. But you were able to just go find the zipper, zoom, and so like it's unzipped down to like to his waist. But he still got the pack on and everything. But yeah, it's exposed. So, all
right, I'm gonna pull, hit him again.
Yeah. All right. So another moves.
Run up and.
What is that?
That's five.
That's pathetic.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you run up to slime him, and you start spraying, and you get some on his on his chest or whatever. But as you're running up, slime, he's just gonna start swinging against you. Like, oh, all right, forget that. We'll try again in a second. Now they're obviously back where you guys are. You're hearing the commotion. I mean, do you want to do anything, or are you just gonna stay right where you are?
Well, my first instinct is to maintain a steely
composure.
Composure.
Uh huh.
And secondly, I'm sweating on the inside, obviously.
Okay.
But,
You're not gonna, you're just gonna, are you gonna stay where you are, or are you gonna go?
Well, like, what I wanna do is, I'm gonna observe my surroundings. Is anything happening in and around
me? Yeah, your friends are in the kitchen getting their ass kicked.
Well, wait.
We're making shit out of each other. What are you talking about?
Everything's fine. Does anything happening? Hey guys, anything happening in there? She's like, you what? She's like, you were gonna go help your friends. You're like, I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna make sure everything's fine. Make sure nothing's happening.
They're okay. Are you okay?
All you hear is slime him, clang. What the hell?
Scuffles. You hear slime that's like going off multiple times.
Well, no, the thing I want to make sure I don't want to like leave, and the next thing I know. No, wait, hold on. I want to make. I don't want to leave.
This is Mike B with the paladin all over again. No, I just hang back. I just want to make sure.
Dude, I am the least hanging backing guy. I don't want to. I don't want rapey.
So the answer is nothing, and then we're gonna go back to you guys.
No, wait.
Are you gonna do something or not? It's a simple question.
Is it an open kitchen?
Yeah.
I can see them. That's going on.
You can't see them for where you are, but you can hear everything.
What year is the decor?
Okay, so if I leave and Rapey McRaper comes in.
Right now, Rapey McRaper's inside Josh!
I'd be Rapey McRaped, but on the level of my soul.
Okay, I'm gonna look, I'm like, it's okay. I'm gonna go help. And then I kick down the door and just slide.
There's no door to kick down.
Man, if you don't get laid after this, I don't know where you went wrong, man.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Alright, so what are you really gonna do?
I'm just gonna walk in and just a slime in a massive wide swath.
Everybody?
Yes.
Just walking. Hold on, I gotta take care of this.
See, I would have just at least completely... thought you would have stood up and been like, this is for your own good. And just sprayed her down before you left the room.
Are you gonna do. So, okay, you're gonna walk in and you're just gonna spray everybody in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay, give me a moves roll.
I'm never being your wingman.
The longest answer.
Why?
To put it, just roll the dice, man.
You know what? No, I'm not helping.
Okay, what did you get? What is that? All right, you dropped the dice and you rolled a 6, 7, 8, 9 and a ghost. So as soon as you walk in and you see the thing and you say, oh, you know what? I don't want to help you. The ghost, your finger slips and you just spray the entire kitchen as you're walking back. You're like, ah, the hell, it doesn't matter. So then, all right, so you leave. You go back to Vivian. But you did spray. You should spray everyone in the kitchen. And I'll say enough has gotten on Josh now to where if you're looking through the goggles.
Yeah.
Boom, it just leaves him. So,
see, I did good.
But you left you left them all covered. They're all covered in slime now. This is a mess.
Thanks.
I'm gonna go like, guys, we're clearly getting possessed. I'm going to spray myself and her.
And we're gonna go play 7 Minutes in Heaven in the closet with the mood slime.
So I just so you know, I
where'd you just put the Hollow Notes cassettes?
I broke pools. You got Barry White on the MP3 player?
Just takes the beach kit.
Are you really going to go back and spray yourself?
Well, yeah, I don't want to get possessed, and she doesn't need to get. And I'm like, look, I'm very sorry, but this is for your own good.
Okay.
Did you at least tell her to close her mouth?
Alright, so you coat her in slime. She is taken very much by surprise, was not expecting this whatsoever. So after you coat her, she's like, it hasn't taken effect yet. She's still like wondering what the hell's going on. Then you're gonna, I guess, just aim it upward and poof, you just coat yourself. So everyone is now coated in slime. So you successfully slimed yourself, you slimed Vivian, everyone else is slimed inside the kitchen. The kitchen is a mess with slime. The ghost did leave LaForge, and it is back up. It's up in the air now. I'll say at this point, you guys can probably see it. It does look like a mist with arms and legs sort of thing. It's not really fully formed yet, but it is shootable.
Can I just fire a net straight up at it?
Yeah, I think you probably could from where you are. Yeah, go for it. And it goes up, it totally surrounds this thing. So now it's just like a floating cloud, angry. It's shaking around everything, but it does have the slime around it. It's able to. It's now kind of moving around, slamming itself against the kitchen cabinets, trying to get this slime tether. That's rather off of it.
Just turning into a Katamari. It's like picking up things as it runs around the kitchen.
It actually might if it bumps too much into other, you know, like into other things. Some pots and pans might stick to it. But we'll have to see if there's another ghost type. But anyway, so done with him. We're over to Mike.
Gonna bullet on Dart.
Close proximity with you guys.
Is it? Okay. You know, I'm gonna just hit a little monster.
14. Oh, well, considering it's in close proximity, you nail this thing. Like, this is a really good hit on this thing, like, straight up. Like, really,
you shoot
really
him directly where he died.
So that was, you have a really good hit on it. You just hit it, you hit it really good. Now that Josh is out of it, anything you want to do?
Making quiche is hard.
How far away is he?
He's like literally from you to the ceiling fan.
Okay, I'm just gonna hose him with the proton stream.
That's another pretty good hit. That's like shit moving around like it's dizzy. It's not really sure where it's going. But around this time, you are hearing more noises throughout the house, more thuds and stuff like into the bedroom, and what sounds like footsteps. And
how many stalkers did you have?
What do I see?
You're still in the living room. You're hearing like doors opening and closing, but like not like banging, not like a frantic thing, but like it's as if someone's moving around.
Is there actually other people in this house?
So
you would definitely be like on your ready. Like that doesn't sound right to you. Like that doesn't make too much sense.
Well, what I want to do is a precaution, just because you don't know the nature of these other potential threats. I'm just gonna go slime in a wide arc.
Just in the living room.
Basically, with her, she's. Right.
She's like behind you.
Behind
me,
and I just go woof, like this in a wide arc.
Okay, cool. Then that happens. You coat the entire room. All right, back to you guys.
All right. Where's the bedroom in relation to the kitchen?
It's like down the hall, away from the kitchen, at the far end.
I put my trap up on the island in the center of the kitchen, below where I imagine he is.
Yeah. Where he is.
Right, and then I move towards. I guess the bedroom where I'm hearing the other noise. Just that they can pop the trap if they need to.
Okay, if you approach the bedroom door is open, you left it closed.
Okay.
And I'll say that, so now I'm gonna come back.
That's spooky, what if it was a ghost?
So I'm gonna come back to you guys in the kitchen if you're gonna do anything.
Hit a little proton stream.
Okay. Is it you got a capture stream?
Oh, yes. Wow. Nice.
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to maintain capture stream.
So you both have a capture stream.
Or the trap.
Well, his trap's already in the center island, and if you're gonna open it, I mean, you just be able to sort of shuffle on over there, kick it open.
All right.
And give me both. You give me moves.
Oh. 14 and a ghost.
11.
You both get it in. You get it over. It's clearly like already over the trap. You're just sort of maneuvering it in. When that happens, you're kind of burning. I have to like you're shaking it, trying to get it to move in because it's struggling. When that happens, your proton stream hits the skylights, and the glass just comes shattering and falling down. No one gets cut, but it definitely is like, whoa, and now rain starts pouring in. And it
ruins the quiche.
Ruins the quiche, totally. Yeah, it's like...
This
one
didn't do it.
Well, you didn't finish making it anyway, so...
It's gonna be...
I could've.
But you do get it into the trap, it sucks it in, trap closes, you got it.
Now it's broccoli, onions, and glass.
Pool is away, investigating. Give me a brains roll, standard brains.
I forget where I am.
That's a 3.
He looks directly and he's like, is this where the slime comes up?
Well, you're just sort of like, this was weird. And you start to walk back to the kitchen because you heard the trap close. Mm-hmm. You know. But when you're walking back...
Do I see Pool when he's walking into the bedroom?
If you want to sort of get up and like look, you can see. All right. You can see him walking. You see him walking back. You see his face. He's like facing the hallway, down the hallway at you.
Yeah, and I make sure she's like right.
Mm-hmm. You feel something grab you, cover your mouth, and it pulls you into the bedroom. Just you're gone, like Batman. Just pulled you into the out of sight. And Briggs saw that.
All right, I'm like, okay, I gotta go investigate this, and I'm like. You just stay right behind me the entire time.
No sense of urgency. I gotta go investigate.
Yeah, no.
So wait, so who's behind you the entire time?
Like, well, he's gonna be fine. I'll look after you.
Yeah. Well, no. Like, I'm going, and I'm just like.
You're bringing her with you?
Well, go to the kitchen. Wait, they got the kitchen. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Go to
There's
the
a mess in there. Go clean up the kitchen. Clearly.
No, okay, just.
I think I smell quiche. Can you finish that?
No, she should have stayed.
I like my glass.
You're the only one who's seen this.
Okay, I'm going immediately in.
Okay, you're gonna leave her in the living room?
Sure.
No, and I'm like...
Don't tell anyone about where...
And I yell, I'm like, hey, John just got pulled into the broom, freaky...
Into a broom?
Oh.
I mean, you basically yell, something's got him.
Something's
right?
got him, and I'm right,
like... Jerry,
and the door.
I'm surprised.
And I'm gonna kick the door down and then just slime.
Okay. This is gonna take a couple. This is gonna take a couple moves or whatever. So you shout that something's got Pool.
And she's right behind me because I'm like, just stick with me.
So you're bringing her with you.
Yeah. Just hold on to my pole clip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go down the hallway and the door is closed. And if you give me a muscles to kick it down.
I'm gonna break my leg.
Oh, ghost die. 8 and a ghost. You kick the door, the door does crack open because you're covered in slime. Like, when you do it, your foot just slides out and you just sort of land on your knees, like, in the doorway, so you don't really come in, like, ready to go. You kick the door open, but you sort of fall to, like, one knee, and you look up and you see Pool. I'll explain basically right now. Pool, because this happens in moments.
Yeah.
So you don't really have a lot of time to react. But when you get pulled in really quick, and you feel a knife against your neck, like, holding you hostage.
Is there a knife?
Yes, and now Briggs can see, now that you're down there, if you guys, I'm assuming you're running up right behind or whatever, you see there is a knife, but there is what appears to be a person in the room with a knife to Pool's neck.
An actual physical human being.
Do you put your goggles on?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh shit.
So it's not a ghost.
I mean, if you want to ask Wall, he's got the goggles on.
Is he a ghost?
Physical, it's human.
Are there other people there? Like other?
In the bedroom? No.
No, okay. It's just him?
No, just one guy. But Vivian screams and freaks.
Is this the guy?
If you ask her,
I'm asking her.
Yeah, she says yes. She is at a complete loss. She is totally freaked out.
So are we kind of like...
Is this the guy who died?
No.
No, this is the...
Wait, so this is the guy who died. Her. Yeah, this is the guy who died.
Yeah. This is the guy that she's been seeing. She's like, he's been following me. He's been following me, but he's supposed to be dead. How is he here? He's supposed to be dead. Like,
I'm going to... Do we have that trap with us still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, was this your buddy? In this trap, was this your buddy?
You're gonna start taunting this guy or whatever.
No, I'm just asking. Was this your buddy?
He says maybe.
But I want you to pay attention here, because look, I don't know this guy. I mean, we dress alike, but I'm gonna go. If you let him go, I'll let you live. And I'm not bluffing.
Okay. No, yeah. You're not.
If he kills Pool, I will murder him.
Wait.
I'm myself.
Yeah, you're you.
So...
You're just being held with a knife here.
Yeah, but I know how to get out of that. I would reach up, grab his hand to prevent him from cutting me, and then grab his arm and flip him over me.
Judo flip him over or whatever?
Sure.
You have a slime pack on?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how's he reaching around him?
I'll say that he's probably got you like more like in a headlock sort of thing.
I just grab his hand like this, and then put my leg behind him, and flip him back.
Like fall onto him, basically, to crush him.
Yeah, but I'm like holding.
Right. In that case, give me a moves. Oh boy,
eight and a ghost. Didn't spend any brownie points in the knife to throw.
Yeah, so that would have been a good time to do it. I'll say you go to do it, like you swing your leg back to get it. He feels you moving. And he just pulls it even tighter to your throat, and he just gives you a little thing, a little slice.
Okay,
a little
quick.
Bit. What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing.
I'm going to I want to tether the back of his hand that has a knife and tether it. Basically, he has it like this, tether it so his hand would move this way to an opposite wall and just have him yank.
So you should tether the wall first.
Yeah.
I think you're so confident in your four in moves.
Right? I can take it down, you know? It's like you can take into account like the slime pack and all those other things.
You didn't take into account...
What'd you do?
Eight.
So you're spending eight round... Okay.
Well, John's life's in danger.
That's true. His life is in danger, yeah. You, like, friggin' Dirty Harry, just immediately wall behind the guy, hit the guy's hand, it almost yanks this guy's arm out of his socket as it just pulls him, slams him into the wall, and Pool's just left standing there, like, feeling the slime just whiz right by his head, you know? Like, right to his chin, basically, where this thing comes down, and then, yeah, so that guy is...
It has a really cool motion. I just take the slime and tell him to go...
And little specks that just come off it after that. So he is definitely thrown off guard, and he has, like, been thrown against the wall... And his hand is stuck. He's still got the knife in his hand.
Cool. All
right. Yeah.
But net him. Yeah. And
can I just turn?
So you want to spin and net him?
And net.
Okay. Go for it. Give me a moves. Ten's enough because he's really close. So you just immediately turn and you net this guy. So this guy. All right. So he's netted. He's against the wall.
Vivian's clearly impressed with us right now.
He did just Dirty Harry and.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run up and knock him out.
You run up and just give him like, a sock him one.
Yeah. I'm just gonna
All right.
Knock him out.
Like us.
Yeah. You run. You just go right up to him. He's out cold, and he's still stuck against this wall.
So, can we call the cops for you, this guy?
I would imagine so!
I would call the cops right now. This is outside of our realm. We're like, that's a real person, what do we do?
wait, what's the phone number?
Everybody else is like,
1-1-8-9-9-9-8-9-9.
Yeah, no. This is an obscure reference that we've made now in two different seasons of this.
Well, so it fits. It's the problem is that, like, anybody else, they would have been like, oh, thank God it's just a real person.
And we're like, what do we do?
He's not already dead. Should we kill him then, Buster? We know how to handle that. All right, homie. So yeah, you got this guy. He's out cold. He's stuck against the wall, and you guys have got the ghost, and you're not reading any more.
Is there a square inch of this woman's apartment not covered with slime? I mean,
Probably the bathroom. I guess the inspector and the sergeant left you their contact information. I'm assuming you would just contact them. Inspector Faber shows up, and Sergeant Guy is there with him, and they arrest this individual. He's still knocked out from the punch because that was an amazing punch. Everything's covered in slime. They're just totally like, they're not really understanding it. I will say, in the meantime, as the power comes back on and the rain is still coming in from the, like, you know, the skylight, this apartment looks pretty trashed, especially the kitchen. Slime is everywhere. There's rainwater coming in and everything else, and there's burns and marks, scorches and knives and all this other craziness all over the kitchen. I will say that, Briggs, if you were looking through the rest of the house, you're trying to find anything, I will say that you do notice a little bit of black slime coming out of the faucet in the kitchen. Not like powerfully, like it's gonna flood the place, but just like it's dripping. You see some black sludge in there, and if you were investigating, it would be black slime.
All right. Well, she needs to probably go stay with a friend that's not around here.
Okay. You're not seeing a lot to be dangerous, but you're seeing this as a symptom of a bigger problem. Yeah. Basically, this suggests that there was black slime in the plumbing system.
Yeah, that's not good.
Is there anything else you wanted to do before you tell Vee to go stay at a friend's house?
I want to investigate the guy and see if he is involved in any way with some kind of like ghost partnership, and if I know anything about these kind of relationships.
You know that there is a supposed history with certain people can have relationships with other people that have passed on if they were close to them.
This is an abomination.
Like people trying to bring other people back from the dead and having similar situations or whatever. The cops will run a fingerprint scan on him and they'll be like, we'll get back to you guys if we find anything. But other than that, he's definitely going to jail.
We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cops are just as confused because they're like, look, this guy died, apparently. So we don't know he was a John Doe. We have no idea the history of the guy, but we'll look into it and get back to you guys.
Where's he from? Is he of an English accent?
That guy with the knife? Yeah, he had an English accent. So is there anything else you guys want to do before you call it a night at the apartment?
I want to get her phone number.
Okay.
We can
roll for that.
That's how
you do have her phone number added for her home phone, but if you wanted to, like...
Personal.
If you wanted to get, you know, if you wanted to try and do whatever, now's the opportunity if you're going to try and make a move.
I guess I got a charm. I'll use my charm for the first time.
Okay. Just, you're basically asking her on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a roll.
I feel like I'm Blake, but worse.
Give me a roll. No ghost die. What is it?
Good roll. 16.
Considering the mood slime.
It's like saying, and considering the roofies in her drink.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, she's still able to make her own choices, you know. You know, the apartment's a mess, but she's glad that you guys basically took care of this, and now she feels very safe. She was feeling very safe with Briggs to begin with. It's a decent roll. She says, I'm very... flattered, I would love to, but I don't think I can because you're married.
That's not a wedding ring.
Then what is it?
Well, try pulling it off. Try pulling it off my finger.
What? Why would? Why?
Just,
why?
Just,
I'm not a homewrecker. Right?
Hold on.
No.
Just killed me, Doug.
No, and I'm like literally humor me. I somehow got it on my hand. We'll elaborate on that later.
She's like, yeah, I can imagine how you got a wedding ring on your hand. Never mind.
No,
so she. But
I'll use convince. Like,
no.
You're gonna convince her to pull.
Well, how about this? I'll be like, no, trust me, he's not married.
But you should just so you understand. You should pull it so you'll understand. I spend 6 brownie points to use PKE
of your thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is turning to be.
Oh my god.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do? Is that what, so you're okay. Okay.
7, so 13.
Oh no. So when you're like, okay, so you say, no, watch. You say, watch. Just watch what happens. And you go, on your ring finger, you grab it, you start to pull the ring, and you fart a huge one.
And sniff. So that's where that was going.
And Josh just nods knowingly, and you suspect he had something to do with it, and then she just goes, oh god, and she just leaves, disgusted, entirely disgusted with you.
Wow.
So she leaves, and
wow.
Adam, leaves in disgust.
You were this close.
Everything is going so well for you. Alright, so she leaves. The police say they'll be in touch. You guys head back to the firehouse with the smoky trap and everything else. When you guys show up, you get back in the taxi cab. Taxi cab guy's like, what the hell, you're all messed up, you know, like you're riding back. But when you get back to the firehouse, you hear Nina arguing with someone who is like pleading with her that he needs to talk to the Ghostbusters like right away. And she's just like, look, I'll tell you, they'll be back when they're back. I can't, they're on call right now. I don't know what you want me to do. And when you guys walk in, you see this guy, he's like a younger man. He's speaking with an American accent. And he's just like, are you the Ghostbusters? Are you the Ghostbusters? Can you help me please? And he's like, he's very, very frantic. So I'm assuming you're wearing the jumpsuits, you're wearing the gear. So he runs over and he's just like, grabs the nearest one of you guys. He's like, please, you have to help me. I know I sound crazy, but you have to believe me. I think I've been bitten by a werewolf. You have to help me. I don't know what to do. It's going to be a full moon soon.
Werewolves aren't ghosts.
Yeah. He says, where am I supposed to go?
The police.
It's like the police don't listen to me.
Oh, God. Just run out in the street and yell, Prince Charles is a fag. Queen Elizabeth is a man. And Winston Churchill was full of shit. And it'll work, I promise. Yeah.
He just collapses. He just starts crying. He's weeping.
I tried that. Oh my god.
I just cover up and sigh.
Just kind of sad and tired, just like
I just and then just write a bell and just throw it.
Call me in 3 weeks.
and then I help him 2 feet. It's like, okay, I'm sad too. Let's go be sad.
You're gonna go talk to him. All right. Well, I'm gonna leave it there for tonight, and we'll pick it up for the next session.
So, okay. I fucked up, because now as soon as it all got resolved, I was like, oh, I know what I should have done. When he had the knife to my neck, I should have just pulled that slime grenade off my belt and just let it fall.
Yeah.
What is that? What was that that fell on the floor? I'm going to close my mouth. See, we ain't got no swing, except for the rain,
and the crunch of thing, the ice is Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or by making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Wall, because that's not all. Tell them, LaForge.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you! It's going to be a nuclear error, but I have no fear, because London is drowning.
Hi, Ghostbusters. Titus LeCaller here. I'm seeing these strange lights in the vacant lot behind my house here, and this is going on like late at night. But within these lights, I'm seeing these like tall, slim, human-shaped figures. And I'm very worried about this. So if you guys can come out here and investigate this as soon as possible, I would really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.